Yes, you're listening to Wyn Evans' Big Welsh Weekend on BBC Radio Wales. Now, he's been a stand-up comedian for 25 years. He is a national treasure, right? But more importantly, he speaks French. He's run more marathons than I've seen on the television. He looks fantastic in heels, and I don't think he's got any bunions. And he's lived in Skewin. He is the main man, Eddie Izzard. Hi, Eddie. How are you?
I am very good. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How was Skewin? How did Skewin come about?
Skewin was, we moved there. My dad worked at Llandarcy Refinery. It was a bit of a tragic time. My mum died while I was there. So all the memories are somewhat clouded. But I made sure that when I ran the marathons that I ran, because I was going capital to capital, and I could have hit Cardiff and then gone straight up towards the north of England, but I made sure I came over to Swansea, because I went to school in Swansea and Oakley House, and then I made sure I went to Skewin and visited the old house.
And you ran with the Welsh flag, didn't you?
I ran with the Welsh flag. I've been given honorary Welsh status, which I'm very proud of.
Oh, you're practically Prince of Wales around here.
Well, that's all crazy, isn't it? I was at school during the Prince of Wales investiture. In Wales. I was at Porthcawl, yeah.
Ah.
So I was at school at Uplands, you know, where Dylan Thomas grew up and lived. And,
absolutely.
And then I was at school in Porthcawl, and then I moved off. But the family is from Sussex and Kent. Mum and Dad were from Sussex and Kent before. I was born in Yemen, so crazy international thing. But I've got this Welsh thing, and you've got a great flag with a great great dragon.
Yes.
And that dragon is nowhere on the Union Jack.
It should be, shouldn't it, somewhere?
It should be a big dragon right in the middle. I think that would be a great...
Now, you said the word lion there. Favourite part of your new tour, which is Force Majeure, is when you talk about Richard the Lionheart.
Oh, yes.
Love it.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. And he did speak French, so he was basically just going on, so, well, I don't know, you know, it's very good. I can fight everyone. He was a great fighter. He was the David Beckham of Kings. But experts argue over how little English he spoke. And I do love that bit. And I'm now about to do that bit in German, in Berlin, because I'm playing there for 2 months.
Yeah, because you speak French and German, don't you?
My German is very sort of survival German, like, can you call me a taxi to get to the airport stuff.
So are you going to do stand-up in German, or are you going to do it in English and hope they kind of understand you?
It's in German, 2 months in German. So the first week from the 14th of January will be pretty awful, but quite an interesting experiment. And then the second week will be sort of semi-okay-ish, and then it will pick up. But yeah, that's it. And so if I can do it, I'm a kid from Skewin, then anyone in Wales can do it.
How are you going to do it, though, right? Because when I've seen you live and I've seen the new DVD as well, you comment on life, but you also comment on yourself while you're doing the stand-up. And sometimes you kind of co-opt yourself. How are you going to do that in German?
Well, that'll be the same, but it'll just be slightly more broken German. And I am able, if I run out of words, if I forget the words, I can say, wie sagen Sie Elephant auf Deutsch? So that's my trick. All the audience become my teachers. And my brother's my teacher as well, so he'll be sitting in the audience. And I'm going to be just shouting stuff out and going, und andere Ding, and another thing. Because the German for thing is Ding.
Ding, yeah.
Yeah. You know German?
A little bit. I'm an opera singer in real life, so I've done a few operas in German.
Oh, you're a real opera singer?
Yeah,
wow, afraid
so.
Crazy.
Yeah. But how is it going to be? You know, you're not going to do it on Google Translate, though, are you? Because that's never going to work.
No. Well, if you get the DVD, you'll actually find the subtitles on it. So the German subtitles, French subtitles, there's Russian, Arabic. There's a whole bunch of languages on there, which is for the audiences out there. But also, we've been able to work with the subtitles to give us a basis for going into what I'm going to do in German. But my brother's been streamlining it because they've used more advanced German, and I need to use basic hello, cup of tea type German.
Yeah, yeah. I've done operas in Russian, right, my Russian isn't very good.
Right.
And there's other Russian people in the cast. I always feel like I'm insulting the entire nation. Are you not a little bit frightened that that might happen?
Well, no, because I'm having a go. And also, I'm not sure how it would be if I was reading a thing that's already been written by someone and just murdering the pronunciation of it. If I murder the pronunciation, I am murdering it in situ. Like, I am chatting with them. This is a conversation. So they can just stare at me and I can say, did I say something weird? Was sagen mir hier? You know, I can just attempt. See, even now, it's going to be really tricky doing this, but it's good because the Germans are now playing in Britain in English. The French this year will be playing in English. The Russians are playing in English, and the Italians are playing right now tonight Francesco De Carlo is playing in London, and this is a beautiful thing. This is if the English speakers are playing in other languages and the other languages are playing in English, this is the future of the world.
This is the way forward.
It's beautiful, baby.
On the new DVD, you're kind of, it's like a potted history, really. You're almost giving a history lesson in the most fascinating, funny way. Was that a brave thing to do, or was it just something that you thought, oh, this is what I'm going to do?
Well, it's like Python. You know, Python did the Holy Grail, or they did Life of Brian, and they took you through real, actual historical stuff, and then they talk really silly about it. So that's what I do. Just bringing up certain facts and then talking complete rubbish about it. That's what I've always done. And I am a child of Python, so it is essentially Monty Python and stand-up, and they are my comedy gods.
You're going to go around the world with this tour, aren't you?
Yes, I'm claiming it's the most extensive comedy tour the world has ever seen, because Kathmandu is in there, and all 50 states of America, and hopefully Shanghai, and Tokyo, and I'd love to get up to Vladivostok. I've already played Moscow, St. Petersburg, Istanbul, Belgrade, Berlin.
How did that go down in Russia?
Russia, great. 1,500 kids in Moscow, 1,000 in St. Petersburg. They dig it, and now they're coming over here to play in English. So the world, comedy, more than music, because music goes in, you know, bands go in, and they sing in English in Moscow, and they sing in English in France. But I'm doing it in the other languages, and they're doing it in our language. So that is a beautiful thing.
Live performance. Is it that your favourite medium when you're kind of live, better than TV?
No, I'm doing the Hannibal Lecter TV series at the moment, and I do love it. I wanted to be an actor before anything, so film acting, dramatic acting, I do love that. So it's quite different, and then like I just like doing them both. So it's a bit, I've spent years trying to do both of them, so I'm just going to keep doing both.
Christmas is coming up. I've been asking everybody this afternoon, what is your favourite Christmas carol of all time?
The one with the descants.
Oh, Come All You Faithful.
Yes.
That one.
Yes, and what's it go in the descant? Because it goes...
sing choirs of... When he goes... Sing choirs of angels, singing exaltation. I tell you what, I'll do the tune, you do the descant,
okay.
Right? Ready? Three, four. Sing... So you go... Sing choirs of...
Okay.
Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation.
It's going to be too high.
Glory to God in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. That's my dream. That's going on my CV. Brilliant.
That was kind of warbly descant. I went all Bee Gees for a moment.
I loved it. What are you going to be doing on Christmas Day?
I'm going to be eating pudding. No, I can't eat pudding. I'm not allowed to anymore. Turkey's going to snuff it, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's annoying, that is, because you, like, I'm a larger bloke, right? You've deserted us fat blokes now for the whole running thing, haven't you?
Well, no, it's not the running thing. It's actually refined sugar. If you cut out the CRAP, as one can say, caffeine, refined sugar, additives and preservatives, you will change yourself back to a feral animal. That is the thing. It's quite a big ask, but the refined sugar is, I think, poisonous. So just have a look at that if you want to. Because if you hit a certain age and suddenly you just got bigger, you know, you were dealing with it, and then you hit a certain age, 30, 40, and it just didn't work anymore, that's refined sugar.
That's half the office, yeah.
Yeah.
They've added. And who will be joining you on Christmas Day?
Captain Banana, who's from outer space. He's going to come down. He gives bananas to all the kids in China.
Is it going to be a big event? That's what I want to know. Is it going to be a load of you, or is it going to be a quiet thing?
No, it's going to be a quiet thing. I just relax. I don't do any work, because sometimes people in the entertainment business, they work over Christmas, and I can't deal with that idea. So I've always been very locked down. I'll be sitting there and singing Stille Nacht.
Can you tell us what's on your Christmas list?
Soup, helicopters, and gravy for all.
Eddie Izzard, you've been an absolute dream. Thank you for singing with me.
Yes, that was weird.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Good weird. No, good weird. Good weird. No, I love harmonies. My mum was a singer, you see.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so there's a voice inside me, but it's kind of, I've never used it, so that's the thing.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Good luck with the rest of the tour. And the DVD is out right now.
Have a great Christmas, Wales.
Yes, happy Christmas. Happy Christmas to you. Yeah, Force Majeure is out in the shops now and on the internet and in all the usual places, I'm sure. That's Eddie Izzard. Absolutely brilliant.